I hate how much fun black people can have racially, man. It's just, I can say anything I goddamn want racially. And white people have to sit there and take it. I am evil, yes. It's like, come on, man. I don't even say it because of that. I love a little racial. It's, look, man, you know, let's be fair. I mean, honestly, be nicer with the racial game. I mean, I like to talk to, you know, white people about being honest about Obama. You gave it a shot. You did. You gave it a 2-year shot. Like, oh, yeah, we tried to. But it fell apart. It really did. And I'm going to tell you something you don't know about black folks. We would be on your side. In talking to white people, we would be on your side a lot more if you would, you know, just not ever talk about how you feel about anything racial. We'll catch up to you. Now, serious, because black people on the edge of going, what the fuck is Obama doing? But it's too many white people outwardly hating him, so we can't. We go, if you shut up, I'll be against him. Like, stop. I'm having rallies and all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, I'm this close to... I'm mad at him because I thought I would have a white slave by now. I thought it was Vengeance Day. I thought I had me a white family. Oh, big old fat white girl, go warm my bed up. Get upstairs, Susan. Warm my bed up, feed my baby with your giant white titties, and I'm gonna go outside and stare your husband in the face and decide whether I'm gonna sell him or not. Now, you know your wife's upstairs warming up my bed. You know that, right? Philip. That's uncomfortable, ain't it? That's uncomfortable. I apologize. That's uncomfortable. Can't we move on? We'll move on. Tell us something. They don't even like that in play. That's uncomfortable, right? To think about that? But, you know. What you gonna do?